Thank you, Sarah. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include how our councillors are issuing more parking tickets, and Paulie, Pumpkin the cat, has found some fans. But first, street brawls are creating chaos in Cossey.
Rogue parking on a Norwich estate is sparking fights and fears that ambulances will not be able to reach 999 callers. Unregulated parking on Hampton View in Cossey has led to drivers brawling and fears over the impact on emergency vehicles, according to the people living there. And bus users living in the road now have to walk to a stop nearby after First Bus rerouted a service because of an issue with cars lining the street. Mark Thompson, who works in security, has lived there for 12 years and says it is impossible to see round corners because of the number of parked cars. The 45-year-old said, "When 4 p.m. hits, that is when hell breaks loose. There are vans and cars across the whole estate, and the roads are so narrow. It's absolute chaos."
Keennesses are needed to help make 6,000 hats to give to newly born babies at Norwich Hospital. Loddon WI and district members begun the project at Christmas to knit thousands of pieces of headwear in traffic light colours at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Members meet at open house events in the week and have made hundreds of the hats since Christmas. To ensure they can reach their target, they're asking the community to spare time to make hats in red, yellow or green yarn. The different colours indicate the level of risk of each baby. Red meaning a child requiring more observation. Amber for those who may require a little more attention because they were born prematurely or low birth weight. And green meaning routine inspection. The group have received donations of wool or purchased it themselves to create the hats. Members are also hard at work making trauma teddies, which are carried by emergency crews to be given to distressed children. All WI groups within the Norfolk Federation are taking part to make the teddies, which they will bring along to the Theatre Royal for its annual meeting in April. If you would like to get involved with the Traffic Light Hat Project, visit https://loddon.org.uk/loddon WP/WI to find out more.
Fans of a cheeky roving ginger cat have rallied to raise more than £1,800 in 2 days after he was rushed to the vets. Pumpkin, a 7-year-old ginger feline, first hit the headlines after regularly taking up residence in the Tesco Express on Acres Way in Thorpe Marriott, where he could be seen lounging on the tills and perusing the aisles, earning him a ban from the store. He was taken ill and was rushed to the vets by his owners, Joe and Lee Harding. Mrs. Harding said there has not been a full diagnosis, but said vets suspect something in his pancreas. Pumpkin is currently on pain relief after undergoing blood tests, x-rays and scans. The bill reached £1,000 in 90 minutes and could claim further. Mrs. Harding wrote, "It breaks my heart to ask, but we would be overwhelmed if Pumpkin's friends could help to make him better, even if just a small contribution to his vet bill." The cat captured the hearts of many with his exploits after he returned to his old haunt in Tesco Express, despite being banned.
Customers who lost millions of pounds investing in holiday lodges are now being targeted by scammers. Dream Lodge Group, which ran 8 holiday parks across the country, including Norfolk Park near North Walsham and Farnham Park near Bury St Edmunds, went into administration in January 2019, leaving customers out of pocket. A total of 1,154 investors were owed £25.6 million after buying into the luxury lodge scheme, which promised a return of 8% on investments, plus 4 weeks' holiday a year at any one of the parks. Last year, administrator Deloitte said people who had bought lodges would get back around 5% of their investment, amounting to an estimated £1.28 million of the £25.6 million. But now scammers, pretending to be from Deloitte, have sent letters to customers asking for a £5,000 payment to release their funds. The letter mimics the Deloitte logo and has an address of a London office, but it's not Deloitte's address. Deloitte also warned in January about companies claiming to be dealing with liquidation, contacting ex-lodge owners. They warned creditors. The joint liquidators have not instructed or otherwise authorised any third parties to act on our behalf, to carry out instructions, or act in relation to any matters within the liquidation. The holiday parks are now operating under new management.
The number of parking tickets being issued by councils across Norfolk has soared, with more than 1 million raised from motorists last year. Across Norfolk, civil enforcement officers issued 48,467 penalty charges notices in 2018-19 for on-street parking infringements. That was some 6,000 more than were issued the previous year, when there were 42,202. The number of those notices which drivers ended up paying went up from 28,306 in 2017-18 to 35,908 in 2018-19, bringing in at least £1.3 million. Notices are issued by civil enforcement officers for flouting on-street restrictions, such as parking yellow lines, not buying pay and display tickets, or staying too long in time-limited spaces. They range from £25 to £70, depending on the seriousness of the infringement and how quickly they are paid. The most tickets were issued and paid in Norwich, just over £27,340 were issued in 2018-19, of which 20,098 were paid. More than 500 were cancelled after appeals, with thousands more still going through that process.
That's all from Sophie and I. Now it's over to Tim Peters and Marianne Penn for the next part of Chatterbox.